Now, if you're following in a Bible, perhaps you turn to Hebrews chapter 12, the passage that we read together. The Hebrew Christians to whom this book is addressed were knowing hardship. They were knowing oppression. They were knowing persecution. And as we read through the book of Hebrews, we see evidences of this from time to time. If you go back to Hebrews chapter 10 and verses 32 to 34, for example, call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, in other words, after you first understood the gospel and came to faith, call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. They knew affliction, they knew difficulty, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions. The people around them, sinners, were persecuting them, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. Their friends too, they too were suffering persecution. The readers of this book were people who were knowing the cost of the gospel. A sinful society doesn't like to have Christians amongst them. And then if you go on a couple more verses 35 and 36, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. The writer of the book of Hebrews is encouraging them. Don't give up. They were getting tired. Tired of all this oppression. Tired of the cost of being a Christian. Maybe you feel something like that. Maybe you feel something of the cost of being a Christian. You know what it's like when you're feeling the burden, when things are not going well. Someone comes along and they say to you, yes, I know it's difficult, but think of so-and-so. Just think of the situation they're in. And somehow we've all had that experience, haven't we? We hear of someone who's in a worse situation than we are, and it encourages us. And we realize we've got much to give thanks for. So we, as it were, we snap out of it because we realize that there are others who are worse off than us. And the writer of the book of Hebrews does exactly that, because he goes straight into chapter 11. And in chapter 11, he talks about the heroes of faith, Old Testament believers who looked forward to the coming of Christ. And as we've studied our way through Hebrews 11, we've seen the adversities that they suffered, terrible adversities. And this would be an encouragement to the Hebrew readers that we were just reading of in Hebrews chapter 10. Just look at the last few verses of Hebrews chapter 11. I'll read from verse 36. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. That's hardship. So you see, the writer of the book of Hebrews has pointed out to these Hebrew Christians that there are others who've had it really hard. And what an encouragement that would have been to them. And that then brings us to Hebrews chapter 12. And what we read, wherefore, he says, therefore, if you like, in the light of this, I having reminded you of the sort of hardship that the saints of the Old Testament time went through for the sake of their faith. Wherefore, he says, seeing ye also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race which is set before us. Not witnesses in the sense that those of the of chapter 11, the Old Testament believers who looked forward to a coming Saviour, not in the sense that they're watching from through the windows of heaven, as it were, to see what we do as we walk through our life of faith. No, witnesses in the sense that they witness to what faith can do in the life of a believer. It's the heroes of faith, we call chapter 11. It tells us of the life of those who were persecuted and how they were sustained by their faith. And so he begins chapter 12, the writer of this book, and he says, in the light of this great company of chapter 11, Old Testament believers looking forward to an unknown Christ, but a Saviour who'd been promised to Abraham. In the light of this, he says, seeing we have this witness to what faith can do, we're compassed aground about with this great cloud of witness, he says, let us lay aside every weight, the sin which doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race which is set before us. We're to take heart. He's trying to encourage these Hebrew believers, and us this morning too. If we feel that life is difficult, if it's pressing in upon us, if we sometimes feel, why, Lord, why is this happening to